This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. It is time, of course, for our market wrap. And for that, we're joined by Sean Tanis of the News Desk. So Facebook explained today why it gave external platforms the access to read and delete private user messages. This follows a report by the New York Times alleging that Facebook breached privacy rules without users' knowledge. Sean, tell us, what is going on?
Going back to the report, New York Times claimed Facebook gave some of the world's largest tech companies more intrusive access to users' personal data than what was previously disclosed. And this is basically exempting so-called special business partners from its usual privacy rules. And among the examples cited include Facebook allowing Microsoft's Bing search engine to see the names of all Facebook users' friends without consent. It also allegedly gave Netflix and Spotify the ability to read Facebook users' private messages. And Facebook has come out to deny the report today. It says it worked closely with four partners to integrate messaging capabilities into their products so that users could message their Facebook friends, but only if they choose to log in via Facebook.
That's so creepy. Well, Sean, the claims were reportedly based on records generated by the company's internal system last year for tracking partnerships. The New York Times says it is by far the most complete picture of the social network's data sharing practices. The question now is Facebook dismissing the details of its own internal record?
Well, Facebook is not dismissing the existence of the practice entirely, but I mean, it feels the report was rather misleading, saying many news reports imply that it was shipping over private messages to partners, which it says is incorrect. In fact, it defended the practice of allowing access to third-party platforms haphazardly, and this only happens if users themselves give the permission. Facebook insists this is common in the industry, saying, think of being able to have Alexa read your email aloud or read your email on an app. So it went on to say no third party was reading your private messages or writing messages to your friends without your permission. And whether there's any truth in the claims from both sides or not, I believe this conversation and check and balance is important. Facebook needs to know it's being monitored, because the language here is quite simple, right? Like user permission, because a lot of times such permission is a prerequisite to even use a certain function that people would just like click OK without thinking too much.
And just for the sake of convenience,
yes,
right?
Yes, and given the fact that, you know, personal data is the most expensive commodity in this digital age, and I think the question we need to ask ourselves is how fragile is this concept of green light that's being designed to supposedly serve our needs?
Okay, so on that note then, how are Facebook shares doing?
Facebook slipped 7.3% in the wake of this news, and this is the second biggest decline this year for Facebook after dropping 19% in July due to a slowdown in sales. And Facebook was also the only major tech stock in the red compared to its peers. And overall, in 2018, it fell by more than 25%. And not to forget, the Cambridge Analytica scandal played some part as well along the way, and Facebook closed down $133.24.
Sean, thank you so much for coming in. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.